Japanese. Japanese Class 101.
Welcome to CantoneseClass101.com. I'm David.
大家好，我是Jimmy.
And we're here today with Beginner Season 1, Lesson 23.
Working late in Hong Kong.
Right. So to set the scene, we've got an employee at 10 o'clock, rushing to finish a report.
And the boss is right behind him.
Right, urging him to work faster.
But his girlfriend's calling.
Right, so he wants to finish right away so he can go home.
Right.
This dialogue features casual Cantonese, the way it's really spoken in Hong Kong.
仲有幾耐做完?
就嚟搞掂。
快啲啦。
就得啦。
Once more, a bit slower.
仲有幾耐做完?
就嚟搞掂。
快啲啦。
就得啦。
And now, with an English translation.
仲有幾耐做完?
How long do you have left?
就嚟搞掂。
I'll be finished soon.
快啲啦。
Faster.
就得啦。
Almost done. The bad news, of course, is it's 10 a.m.
Oh my god, he was supposed to start working at 9.
Right, so he doesn't get to go home anyway.
Oh.
Because it's the next day. Welcome to Hong Kong. Anyway, our vocab section today is mostly review, so see how much of this you remember.
仲有
Still to have.
仲有 幾耐
How long?
幾耐 做完
To finish
做完 搞定
To resolve
搞定 快
Fast
快 就嚟
Almost
就嚟 得
Okay
得
Let's take a closer look at some of these words and phrases. The first word we want to talk about is actually in the last line.
就得啦
Right, it's the word
得
And Jimmy, before the podcast, we were talking about how to translate this.
I know.
Right? It means okay.
It means done. It's okay. It's
right.
Finished.
So let's listen to the line again.
就得啦.
What he's really saying is soon it's done. Soon it's okay.
Yes.
Right? Like it'll be done soon. It'll be okay soon.
It's a very general line that could be used anytime.
Yeah, I mean, it means done, but he's not saying done. It just means okay.
Yes. 就得啦.
Okay.
得.
Now, some of the words here are review for us, such as the verb
仲有.
Still to have.
仲有.
Or also to have. I still have 5 minutes.
我仲有5分鐘
I have a car. I also have a house.
我有車。我仲有樓
Right. In previous lessons, we've also seen the question, how long?
幾耐
How long?
幾耐 For example, you're in a meeting. You want to know, how long is the meeting? 仲有幾耐開完會?
How long is the meeting?
仲有几耐开完会?
Right. Now some of the more difficult words from this lesson. The most difficult is probably the verb we translated as to resolve.
搞定
To resolve.
搞定
And this really means kind of to take care of, or to settle up, or to finish.
Yes, again, this is very Cantonese.
Yeah, it's sort of like in English when we say to take care of something.
Right.
Right? You need to understand contextually what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's hard to translate exactly.
Right, but you could say things like, I've taken care of the problem.
我搞定了个问题。
I've taken care of the problem.
我搞定了个问题。
And the nice thing is that sentence works if you've got a real job, and it works if you're in the triads too. Boss, I've taken care of the problem.
老細，我搞掂咗個問題。
Boss, relax. I've taken care of things.
老細，放心，我搞掂咗啦。
Right. Or maybe, boss, relax. I've taken care of the report.
老細，放心，我搞掂咗個報告。
Right. However, in our dialogue, the report has not been finished. It is almost going to be finished, and that's what we're going to cover in our grammar section.
Yes.
Gimme, what are we learning today?
It's grammar time!
We're learning how to say almost and soon to be.
Right. When something hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen soon.
Right.
Such as in our dialogue.
就来搞定。
It'll be finished soon.
就来搞定。
It'll be taken care of quickly. We already know the verb to take care of.
搞定。
In this sentence, we're putting it after the adverb
就来
soon.
就来。
So literally we're saying soon, taken care of.
Right. 就来搞定。
Right. And we can replace this verb with any verb we want.
True.
For instance, we'll eat soon.
我们就来吃嘢。
We'll eat soon.
我们就来吃嘢。
If you have staff of your own, you may want to promise them, we'll get off work soon.
我们就来放工。Especially if it's 10 p.m.
Yeah. Or maybe you'll get off work soon.
你就来放工。
Which is nice because, as with English, we're being really vague about what constitutes soon.
Exactly.
Maybe it's tomorrow, maybe it's 2 months. The report needs to be done.
Right, as long as it's done.
Right. So, this is a really simple grammar pattern. We simply put
就来
in front of our verb.
Right, David, let me give you some examples.
Okay.
First, 我就来搞定。
I'm almost done.
我就来搞定。
Right. If you remember our previous lesson, we talked about getting married.
结婚。佢就来结婚。
He's getting married soon.
佢就来结婚。
We also recently had a lesson about traveling.
飞
So you might say, the flight is taking off soon.
班机就来飞
The flight is taking off soon.
班机就来飞
So a simple grammar point.
But one we use all the time.
Right. Start using this and people are going to notice that your Cantonese is getting better. And with that, we're out of time in today's podcast.
We'll see you next time.
I'm David.
我是 Gimmy.
And we'll see you next time.
下次见。
仲有几耐做完？
就嚟搞掂。
快啲啦！
就得啦。
Attention iPhone, iPod, or iPad users. Listen, tap, and swipe your way to fluency with over 400 innovative language learning apps. Grow your Cantonese vocabulary and practice on the go with our addictive apps. Fun and easy to use, Cantonese apps are available on iTunes. Visit our app page on CantoneseClass101.com/apps to learn more.